Okay, so we're again holding by Torah Dalet over here. It's in the middle of Ois Vav in Torah Dalet. So on the, you know, the copies that we have, so it's on the bottom, mamash the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. So Nachmal, just to get back into it, so basically what we've been discussing is that the site of Olam Haba, which obviously Shabbos is men Olam Haba, as we've been mentioning, the site of Olam Haba is Yichud of really chasadim and gevuras. Gevuras meaning the kayach of movement, expansiveness, nuance, different aspects, different sides, different shades of a person. That gevura, that's fire. Fire breaks things apart. Fire brings out differences. That being partnered and being unified with chesed, which is water, which is more a unifying force. So when you put that together in a person, that results in a unified person who, within that sort of framework of oneness, expresses nuance and difference and change and metamorphosis. But it's all within the confines. It's all within the construct of a one person, as we've been discussing. Pure chesed on its own is a two-dimensional character. You get bored of it. Gevura on its own is chaos, is anarchy. It's a person, you know. For example, in Avodas Hashem, a person. It's not a real metzias, but theoretically, if a person's like kulei chesed, it means he does what he has to do, but there's never any chiddush. There's no chiddush. He never comes up with anything new. A gevura person, when it's pure gevura on its own, that's a rosh chas v'shalom. That's a person that, you know, the nature of the Yetzirah is like that. Today, I'm going to be like this. Tomorrow's like that. It's being pulled in a million directions. And the person is pulled apart, like what Rav Nachman has been describing, where averus break one's bones, where the person is like disjointed and just completely ripped apart. The tachlis is a person to be chesed and gevura unified, where there's one person, he knows who he is, he has one objective, one framework, which is, you know, in Eved Hashem, and within that context is constant chedushin. That's a personal Olam Haba, that's a personal yichud of chesedim and gevuras, and that's what we've been talking about, that when a person falls into chaos of averus and his bones have been broken and so on, then the person has to go through tshuva, and tshuva first is to sort of, you know, rediscover that one shining, guiding force in your life, your North Star, your the chesedim of your life, but then to realize that averus, to you, then to, you know, sort of reincorporate the energy of the averus, which was the gevuras, into that context and to become a more nuanced and deeper mechudish dika person because of it. And that's what Rabbi Nachum has been talking about, that the way to do this is specifically by saying vidoy, by, again, that was the idea with words. Words are also as movement within the person and so on, everything we've been talking about. That inya of saying vidoy in front of a Talmud Chacham, that's Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, as the official beginning, middle, and end of a Talmud Chacham, so Moshe Rabbeinu represents that fusion of Chesed and Gevura in the healthiest of ways. Because this idea of Chesed and Gevura, although the traumatic way of doing it is a person falling into Averus, which is like Kulei Gevuras, and then putting yourself back together. But the less traumatic and the healthier, the more productive, you know, the way that the L'chadchila Dika way is finding all of this in Torah, finding Torah where Torah is like Mayim and Torah is like Esh. You put that together, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Ephraim mentioned, I think, was at the end of last week's year, that Moshe Rabbeinu, his own life, is you see this Indian of fire and water. I mean, Mitzad Echad, water is obviously a major theme. His name means, when a Mayim is Yisu, and also the fire, the fact that his inability to speak, right, the famous Medrash, that because his lips were burnt by fire, by a coal, and he was only able to rediscover his proper speech by Anochi Shem Elokecha, by Har Sinai. So you see this Torah sort of, you know, puts even Moshe Rabbeinu back together again, this inyan of Chesed and Gevurah within Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Moshe Rabbeinu, as I mentioned, is also the Bechin of Shabbos, and Shabbos is Men Olam Haba. So again, I think the last thing we mentioned also was that even on a very practical level, to find a Talmud Chacham that's Bechinas Moshe means a Talmud Chacham that chaps, that the person that is speaking to him has the same ingredients that he has. You know what I mean? That Moshe Rabbeinu becomes Moshe Rabbeinu because of a yichud of chesed and gevur, because of fire and water being put back together. And, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is the mechadesh, chedushei Torah, constantly being renewed. Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know where he's buried. You think he's buried here? On the top? He's on the bottom. Bottom or the top? He's constantly this mystery. He's constant this mystery because he's a, you know, there's a person, Moshe, but like, he can never pin him down. So that's mamash a yichud of chesed and gevura. And so the Moshe Rabbeinu type recognizes the person in front of him as also b'chinas Moshe, also sees the basic ingredients of chesed and gevura in a person's life. But a Talmud Chacham that doesn't see that in another yid and doesn't believe that the yid in front of him talking about his challenges and inyanim is basically just a reflection of himself and has all the components needed to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, then that's not a Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not a Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not someone that's Bechina Shabbos. That's not a true Talmud Chacham. You know, Nachman has a Torah like this in Tinyana, is it Tinyana Zion, I think. So he Kimurachim of Yinagim. It's an important Torah. I mean, I guess eventually we'll get there. But he says a lashon like this. I'll just share the couple lines. He says, it says, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki merachem avinagim, the one that has compassion on them will lead them. Hainu, so he says, Mishahu rachaman, someone who's a rachaman, who's compassionate, hu yachli yismanik, that's a person that should be a leader. And he goes on to say, Varachman kezeh, a person who the archetype, the, you know, the classic example, the prototype, I should say, of a rachaman, Rak Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. Who Rak Moshe Rabbeinu? Ki hu ayah Manig Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the classic Manig Yisrael, and every true Manig Yisrael is an extension of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the ikar quality that Moshe Rabbeinu had to allow him to be a manig is the fact that he had rachmanis. Hu ayah Manig Lasid. He'll be the manig with Mashiach. Ki mashahay hushi and so on. And he goes on to say, and what is the rachmanis that Moshe Rabbeinu has? Ki ikar rachmanis. He says the main rachmanis that Moshe Rabbeinu, the main empathy that Moshe Rabbeinu has. Is Kish Yisrael Am Kadosh Noiflim, is when he sees Klal Yisrael fall into Averis. That's the saddest thing in the world. And so that's the, when Moshe Rabbeinu sees that, you know, that's what gets him more, that's the most disturbing thing to Moshe Rabbeinu than anything else, when he sees Yidden falling into Averis. But what's interesting is that the Rachman uses a language of Rachmanis. Now in Yiddish, I mean, that's it's Rachmanis, right? So, But this is a, you know, this is a safe, and it's not, you know, it's not a Yiddish. Nachum's like, the biggest rachmanis is seeing a Jew fall into Averis. That's not proper Hebrew. Rachmanis doesn't mean like nab. Rachmanis means to have mercy, empathize. But that's the nekuda. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu sees Averis as the saddest thing in the world is because Moshe Rabbeinu knows where that's coming from. He knows where that's coming from. He knows what that, where this Jew could be. And where this Jew could be is like him. That's what he sees. And so he empathizes with them. What does Rachmanis mean? What does empathy mean? I see myself in the person, I see a bond. It's not just chesed is that I just want to give. Rachmanis is that there's something in this person that's waking me up to give. There's a certain, I see myself in him. We reflect each other. That's Rachmanis. That's empathy. Moshe Rabbeinu empathizes with the Jewish people falling in Averis because he sees himself in them. He knows that, well, one second, if this guy fell into Averis, it means he has a lot of gevuras in his life, a lot of fire. And he has the neshamas. He certainly has chasadim also. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wants to bring out of this yid is his himself. He wants to put him together to become a Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a Manig Yisrael. That's why, you know, Moshe and Aaron, Moshe and Aaron were shakel. They were connected to each other. They're equal to each other. Was it in the last week's parsha? I think it was, right. So it says in maybe two parshas ago. So it says Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron by the Chanukah Samishkan, Krav ala Mizbeach, come close to the Mizbeach. And so, when we come close to the Mizbeach, why does he have to say that? It's indicating Aaron was far away. So Rashi says from Chazal that Moshe, that Aaron HaKohen was embarrassed to be the Kohen Gadol. It's Averis, the Chet Egel. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Lamata Baish, what are you embarrassed? Lekach Nimcharta. So everyone knows the famous word, all the Svarim say, what does it mean, Lekach Nimcharta? Lekach Nimcharta. Lamata Baish, what are you embarrassed? The fact that you're embarrassed, that's why you've been chosen. In other words, Moshe and Aaron both have this quality of being leaders, of being able to bring people out of the abyss. But they both do it in different ways. For Aaron to do that, he himself had to taste the pain of the Avera. So because Aaron HaKohen fell into the Chet Egel on his level, that's why he's able to pick other Yidden up, right? That's like the Baal Shem Tov famously said, the Mishnah says, Maseches Megillah, Ein Adam Maitzi Chaveri Dechavasa, you can't be Maitzi someone in their obligation, Elokin Chayiv Baisa Dov, unless you're obligated to, right? So I can be Maitzi you in Kiddush because I'm Chayiv in Kiddush. I can be Maitzi you in Mikra Megillah because I'm Chayiv in Mikra Megillah. Baal Shem Tov taught deeper, you can't be Maitzi as Chaveri Dechavasa, you can't take someone out of their transgressions, of their affairs, of their low places, Elon Kin Chayiv by Sadavar, unless you're Chayiv in that in. So Aaron HaKohen was that Bechina. Aaron HaKohen was able to be the mani, he had Rachmanis and all the Yidden because he himself tasted of what they fell into. Moshe Rabbeinu was also the same Bechina, but Moshe Rabbeinu was a Bechina tzaddik that he was able to have Rachmanis without having to fall into Chet Egel. He was able to just hone in on the ingredients behind the scenes of the Chet Egel and see himself in that. So there's two different ways. For a manig, for someone to help another yid, there has to be rachmanis, there has to be empathy. You have to see yourself in the person. You have to see that this person is basically you trying to become you. But there's two ways to do that. The Aaron HaKohen way is to do that by literally tasting the pain that this Jew is going through and realizing what that's like and realizing, listen, I also went through that and, you know, mamish empathy in that level. And the Moshe Rabbeinu type doesn't have to do that, but the Moshe Rabbeinu type can behind, like, sort of see through the actual chitzanistic experiences and realize what's the potential behind the scenes and realize, you know, the potential of this yid. This yid fell into Averis means he has a sach gevurus. And that means he has a lot of potential to become mamish a machadesh and to be an ish saidi, a mysterious person. Because that's also the nature of when Gevuras and Chasadim are united, then what emerges is that you can't really pin the guy down of like who is this guy, because he's constantly changing. A nuanced, three-dimensional person is mysterious by nature, because there's always new. That's why Torah is a mystery also, because there's constantly new ideas and new chidusha, new sides to things. A yid could also be like that. Moshe Rabbeinu is side. Moshe Rabbeinu is mystery. Moshe Rabbeinu is Bechina's side. And that sidiest, that mystery of Moshe Rabbeinu comes because he himself is a perfect fusion of Chesed and Gevurah, fire and water, the water keeping things together, but within that framework of oneness, that constant change and multi-layeredness and movement that fire causes. Moshe Rabbeinu sees that in every yid. Moshe Rabbeinu sees a yid that falls into Averis and says, wow, that yid is Mamash's side. He himself doesn't know it, but that's me. That's me. So he has rachmanis, so he has empathy on that yid. And when he's helping that yid, he's just built, he's finding himself in that yid. And that's where the empathy comes from. That's why, by the way, you'll find stories of tzaddikim like this, where some tzaddikim, all real tzaddikim are involved with kimrachim yinagim, are helping other yid. And that's what it's about. The question is, how do they do it? So some tzaddikim will be in the Aaron HaKohen way, which is literally tasting the tzaris of other yidden and picking them out because of that, right? You know, that's why you have some tzaddikim that there's poverty and there's difficulties in their lives. And part of that avaida is in order for them to taste what that's like by other people. Like, a lot of tzaddikim went into gullus, right? They would go into exile for months, for years, who knows, you know, different ways, in order to experience what life is like for a pashut yid, in order that when they eventually become the rebbe, they should be able to deal with people and remember what that's like and to taste what that's like. That's an Aaron HaKohen dikarachmanis. That's lamata boish, lekach nevcharta. You went to the ego, you're involved in the ego, that's exactly why you've been chosen. And then there's other tzaddikim, like, you know, like the Rishoner, you know, Malchus, and these, you know, never tasted, you know, the you know, that type of inyan. But yet they're able to lead the yidden in the Moshe Rabbeinu type of being an ish saidi, being a mysterious person, being himself a complete union of chasadim and gevuras, and seeing that in other yidden, not falling for the trap of just judging a Jew by the external experiences, but by going weiter, by going deeper. This is, by the way, related to what I spoke about on Shabbos morning. We're talking about the inyan of chachma and bina, right? That bina is a mindset of judging things based on their external, like, reality. You know, like teaching, being a, when it, you're looking at a yid, so Bina says, okay, let me figure this guy out, and this is the information I need to figure this guy out. But Chachma, if when Chachma is there behind the scenes, then Chachma frames that analysis with the realization that whatever it is that I'm going to figure out about this guy, it's just a taste of who this person really is, because who this person is a sight. And that's the Meichin of Chachma. The Meichin of Chachma means the Meichin of mystery, of Koyach Ma, of Koyach Ma. And this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is deeply connected to the Mitzvah of Chachma. I mean, even one simple thing, according to the Ari HaKadosh, according to Arizal, B'derech Klal, like zooming out, the Meichin of the 6 days of the week is Bina. And the Meichin of Shabbos is Chachma. Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Shabbos, Yismach Moshe Man Neschalkai, so Moshe Rabbeinu is Bechinas Chachma. The Chachma means a yichud of chasadim and gvuris. That's what Chachma means. Because, again, Bina just sees the outer reality. Chachma knows that whatever the outer reality is, there's more to the person than that. There's more movement. There's more chidushim behind the scenes. That's why it's brought down in the Svarim, by the way, that on, what should a person be learning on Shabbos? So you learn whatever you learn on Shabbos. It's always good. But if you have different options, so the Svarim bring down, it's brought down. That is stark lashonis about this. But the two things that a person, the Svarim recommend, the number one, a person should be learning Pnimi Satar on Shabbos. Because Pidyon Satar is Sait, it's Chachma, that's related to the Chachma of Shabbos. And if a person's learning Nigla, then you should learn Nigla in a way that you're Mechadish Chedushim. You should at least say Chedushim on Shabbos. Okay, like I said, a person learns whatever it is they learn, it's Kedai. Especially Daven here, there's only that much time in the afternoon to learn anyway, so just grab whatever you can and you're okay. Very good. So it's really my fault. So anyway, but that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a time of Chachma. Shabbos is a time of Sa'id. So it's either Sa'id like, you know, Kisferi or whatever, or Chassidus, or it's Sa'id and Nigla, but it's like discovering new sides to it, you know? And that's the Meichin of Shabbos. That's the Meichin of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is, again, is Chassadim and Gvuris united. That's Chachma. Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu is Chachmadik. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chacham Einav Bereishai, his eyes are in his head, he sees past what is obvious, and he believes in the secret of the Yid in front of him. That's the Talmud Chacham that Rav Nachman was saying, Vidui by a Talmud Chacham, of talking to a Talmud Chacham like that, to allow yourself to sort of put the chassadim verse of your life back together, to discover your secrets and to become an ish saidi, to be the Moshe Rabbeinu. That's men olam haba. That's like I said, again, like just like I said on Shabbos, when the person has chachma behind the bina, when it's coming from a chachma perspective, then the malchus that's built is a healthy one. It's a healthy one. And that's what we're talking about over here. The inyan of everything, all this Torah of Rav Nachman is revolving around this inyan of a malchus, which is created by words, right? Like Hashem created the world with words, and we create ourselves with our words. And first, and if a person falls into destructive words, right? So then you have to, put your life back together. And the malchus, which is created by words, words are movement, words are heat and vapor together, chesed and gevura. And so that's the me'en olam haba that a person can discover. Okay, so that's, I guess, enough hakdama. Let's, give one base, so on the bottom.
Question?
Yeah, sure. By the way, I just, there's not to you, I'm just saying, I'm putting this out there, even to those that are recording. I hate that term.
Okay, sorry.
I hate that term.
Anyway, Baal.
Very good, yeah.
So
that's very good. So in the order of things are, when you're moving from above to below, so to speak, when the Rabbanu Shalom created the world, so things start with Chachma, and then they move to Bina. Things start off more mysterious and intangible, which is more Chachma, and then they become tangible, which is Bina. So that in terms of the Seder Hishtalshalos, from above to below, so it's Chachma and then Bina. But in terms of Avodas Ha'adam, the person sort of climbing the ladder and discovering different levels of consciousness for themselves, it's the opposite. First it's Bina, and then it's Chachma. And the truth is, this is more detailed in the Svarim HaKadoshim, but Chachma itself is never, a person never functions with the pure Meichin of Chachma by itself. The pure Meichin of Chachma is automatically intangible. So there's always, the actual, you know, consciousness, the actual analysis is always going to be with Bina. It's just that when Chachma is framing it, you know, behind the scenes of it, so then the Bina can analyze in a healthy and productive way.
Maybe
so, yeah.
He's making the emotional connection.
I wouldn't call it emotional, but it's hard to find the words for it. It doesn't have a... It's one of those things. Chachma is one of those midas is that you know it when you see it. You know it when you see it. Like, there's you can tell... Rav Nachman himself... Maybe we'll see if he talks about it. Maybe it could be he talks about this also. This Indian of finding Chachma. Chachma comes with humility. A person that has Chachma is whenever you... If someone has empathy, it means there's Chachma there. Because if a person is just pure Bina, then there's never going to be a real connection between him and anyone else. Because this guy, the dad of this person's life is different than my dad. So it's never really a real Hiskashrus. So Hiskashrus is an indication of Chachma. Humility is an indication of Chachma. Being in awe of other people and the world around you. That's all Chachmatic. So it's hard to pin down a particular even English word to capture it. But the word is Chachma. That's what it is. Okay, so let's go on. So again, we're on the bottom of Gimel Mebeis. Vizel, and that's the meaning. That's related to this time of the year. Kol dover ashiyover beish tavir beish. Right. So it says in pasuk by kashering things, anything that was used with fire, so it has to be kasher with fire. Right. So it's like something was what became treif through an unhealthy fire. Then you gotta bring it back together through a healthy fire. So it's not about getting rid of the fire. It's about realigning it, bringing it back to health. Dover something zebuchnis malchus. Means that's your world, that's your malchus. That's the universe that you've created for yourself with your words. But sometimes that davar, shenimshach b'toich hatuma, that's been created through words that are unhealthy. Word you've created for yourself, you've created for yourself an identity of broken bones, of a malchus that's chaotic, that's all over the place. And that's called b'toich hamimas ha'yetzer, that's the fire of the Yetzirah, that's just a fire of destruction. Nura bi'amram, like the Gemara says, Nura bi'amram, that there's a fire in Amram's house. That was a mashal that was used to describe the Yetzirah. So what does it say? Kol dover asher be'esh, a malchus, an identity that's been forged in fire, but the fire of the Yetzirah. Tavir be'esh. What does tavir be'esh mean? Tikkun ha'de'esh. It's tikkun, is also through fire. Because it's not bad, it's just a matter of cleaning up the mess that the fallout has created and reinfusing a chesed, a oneness of the person's life, but then reincorporating the movement that the fire released into that person. That's through talking it over through with a Talmud Chacham, like we said, is Bechinas Maisha. Vezel Lashon Avera, and that's the meaning of the word Avera. Why is it called, why are Averas called Averas? So obviously, it's because you're over, you like sort of jumped over a line that you're not supposed to cross, right? So that's literally the simple pshat. But he says, "Sha'atzer shalaver over b'toich atzmaisa." But it also means aver means going through something. It's like aver just like cut through your bone, kiviyachol. It's like you just became broken. That's what aver does. It the movement, the fire of the Yetzirah is so intense and so chaotic that it literally breaks a person into pieces. Aver el aver. Umitzvah lashon eschabras, but the word mitzvah tzavsa means attachment. So avera means to become disjointed, and a mitzvah means to be put back together. But again, the sum total, like we mentioned last week, is that when a person is the bones are broken, person is pulled apart, then put back together, then you become when you're put back together, you now have flexibility. You're double jointed, like I said. Umitzvah lashon eschabras kishayse chavilos shal mitzvahs, and you make chavilos. Piles and piles of mitzvahs, literally, as then ischabru shevitz ma'isav. That's with the piles of what? So simple, the piles of mitzvahs. Rabbi Nachman says, you know, in a chassidish way, it means piles of yourself. Like you're putting your, you know, pieces of yourself. You're piling back up together. You're like putting yourself back together. K'mashakasav shomer kolatz ma'isav. Okay, so he says like this: is that pirush, and that's the meaning of the pasuk also in Mishlei. Chamas melech malachi maves. The full pasuk is Chamas melech. Malachi Mavis, the anger of a king is the angels of death. meaning in other words, on a simple level, don't get the king upset. Chamas Melech, the anger of the king is Malachi Mavis. And the pasuk continues, V'ish Chacham Yichaprena, and a wise person can bring a kapar, can sort of calm the king down. So everything in Mishlei is a mashal, obviously. So what's the meaning? So he says like this: Is that Pirish? That's the meaning of the pasuk. Chamas Melech Malachi Mavis. Ki what? What does that mean? Ki Chamasei Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. The anger. What anger is always associated with fire, right? Fire, heat. Ki Chamasei Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rabbanu Shalom is upset. When does the king get upset? B'Shvil Hamalchus Shehish by Dei Avonaisav. When Yidden, sort of mimic Hashem in creating universes. And Nasa Adam and creating themselves, but creating themselves in a chaotic way, in a way of anger, in a way of fire, in a way of Yetzara. That's not good. So what's the Yetzah? The Ish Chacham. Oh, that's the Chacham. The Ish Chacham Yichaprena. The Chacham the Kiyid can bring a kapar. Hainu Bechinas Tamar Chacham. That's the Tamar Chacham. Bechinas Moshe, which is Moshe. Who Yichaper? Like that's a person will bring kapar for this Yid. Now Rav Nachman begins to really talk about what I mentioned before, this quality of chachma that allows the Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to do this. It says in Pasuk, "Va'over al pesha l'she'eris nachlosai," that Hashem is over al pesha. Hashem looks over averus. He forgives averus. L'she'eris nachlosai, for the remnant of his inheritance. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "Lemisha meisim atzm kishirayim over al pesha." The one that's able, the one that's forgiven, is the one l'she'eris, the one that makes himself like shirayim. In other words, the humble person. What Rav Nachman is saying is, not only does Hashem forgive the humble person, but the humble person is able to bring forgiveness to others. Who is the person that's classic humble? Who's the anav? The anav they call them is Moshe Rabbeinu. And where does his anivus come from? His anivus didn't come from Aaron. No, Aaron's anivus came from where? Because he fell into the ego. So he always had that, he always had that. But Moshe Rabbeinu's anivus came from Chochmah. Came from the fact that everything was a sight. He himself was a sight. Everything I know is just a nothing compared to what's out there. That the quality of chachma is what produced his anivas. Ish chacham yichaprena. The chacham, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, is able to bring a kapara for Yidden. Sheiris is rachis, which is chachma, right? Rachis chachma. Very good. Very good. Nimsa kishabo lefnei tamar chacham. So it comes out that when you go to a tamar chacham, again, that's bechinas Moshe, umaitzi kol tzerup of lefnei tamar chacham, and you talk, the words that you used initially to create an unhealthy, chaotic malchus, now you recreate yourself in a holistic way and putting yourself back together also with words by expressing yourself. This is why it's an Indian, like Rav Nachman is talking about, of talking it out, of not allowing it to be bottled in, but talking it out. That's not just a psychological Indian. That's an Indian that's reconstructing yourself. Everything was created with words. The malchus of this world, which is the malchus of Hashem, which is this world, is created with words. So we create ourselves with words, and we have to recreate ourselves sometimes with words. So when you say that before Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham of Bechinas Moshe, and this Talmud Chacham is not Stam Talmud Chacham, he's a Talmud Chacham, right? He's coming from the world of Chachma, from Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemei Samasma Kishirayim, who holds himself as nothing, Kamei Shekasa V'ish Moshe Anav Ma'id, V'aydeze Nikra Ish Chacham. And his humility is that's why he's an ish chacham, is because of his humility. Chachma comes from nothing. In other words, a chachma, the concept of chachma makes a person always feel that there's like ayin just around, like this. There's something mysterious right around the corner. That's the meichin of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that Moshe Rabbeinu, that humility that chachma brings, Moshe Rabbeinu sees that, uses that to allow himself to empathize with other Yidden, because that he sees everything as a sight. So whatever he sees in that Yid, it's like there's more to it. And just Moshe Rabbeinu says, just like me, there's more to myself that I want to discover. So I see myself in this Yid because he's going through the same inyanim. It's the same things. He's also trying to figure himself out, just like I am. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, there's a Peladik Agra. The Pasuk says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, V'layada ishes kvurasai, that no one knows where Moshe is buried. The Vilna Gaon writes, in Chazal, the word ish, ain ish el Moshe, right? V'ish Moshe, anav ma'id. Chazal say the word ish is always a coder for Moshe, because it says, v'ish Moshe, anav ma'id. Said the Vilna Gaon, v'layada ish es kfurasai, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself doesn't know where he's buried. But that, first of all, okay, who cares? It doesn't know what it was in me. But that's Mamash aside, because the secret of that is Moshe himself doesn't know who he is. Moshe doesn't know who he is. That's Mamash Chachma. That's the Meichin of Olam Haba. That's Olam Haba means the Chazal say Tzadikim Ein Lam Menucha. They don't have any Menucha in Olam Haba. They're constantly discovering more things that they themselves don't know where they are. The Gemara has a whole sugya. The Mesim know what's going on in the world. That's a back and forth. Maskan is they do, but the fact that there's such a Hava meaning is like this. You know, this Indian of Lo Yodesh is Kfurosai. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Ubezei Yesh Koch LaTalmud Chacham LaChaper. And this is what allows the Talmud Chacham, the Moshe Rabbeinu, to bring Kapara to other Yidin. K'mayish Amru, K'mayish Nemar, as it says, V'ish Chacham Yichaperna. That the wise person is able to bring Kapara to other Yidin that need it. Ubeshvil Zeh. And because of this, K'shishbal Moshe Alchete Egel. That's why it's an amazing thing. Again, usually, again, the klal is ena demaitzei yidei chaveira. You can't be maitzei someone from their low place unless you're chayiv by sedaver. But who took us out of the ego? Moshe Rabbeinu. Ironically, the one Jew who was not shaykh to the ego. But again, but that's the chachma of Moshe Rabbeinu, is that he was shaykh to the ingredients of the ego, not the ego itself, but the ingredients should be. In other words, the gevuras, the fire, the chaos, the discover the you know the what's the word to. You know, they're searching. The people that you know back in the day they used to dedicate their lives to like discover new places. What's the word I'm looking for? Explorers. Yeah. There you go. The exploratory drive that led to all Averis, especially the ego. Moshe Rabbeinu like hops that. Like that's his Indian. He also is an explorer, like you know. So he chops that. He doesn't. But he's so chachmadik that he completely doesn't care about. He's not focused at all about how that exploration expressed itself. Like that's not. It's completely irrelevant to the Moshe Rabbeinu. Like that's not what he sees. Bechlal. That's the chachma of Moshe. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu davens for the Chet Egel Omar, so he says, to the Rebbeinu Shalom, if you forgive them from their errors, then great. V'mayin mechenina, right? But if not, then erase me from the Sefer Torah, right? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Kizeh min hanimna. So he says an amazing thing. He says, kizeh min hanimna, it's mamash impossible. Shal yovu la'odim la'eza gadlos. Kishishimeya shemesapim shavach. He says, think about this for a second. Whenever anyone gives you a compliment, it could be a nobody, kivyachal. Like there's no such thing as a nobody. You understand? Like it could be like a regular guy. It could be a kid. If someone gives you a compliment, it has to make you feel good. I'm not going to say that you're going to sponsor the kiddush that job is because a kid gave you a compliment. But still, like it make you feel good a little bit. It's an impossibility that a person shouldn't come to some level of godless, some level of feeling good when people say something good about you. Kolshkein, kishamelch gadol mishabech mafaras adam. Certainly, when a king says something and gives you a compliment, an adam gadol, then that's the greatest feeling in the world. As I bevadim in an imnishla yavulei eza godless, then it's certainly impossible that you won't feel uplifted by that. So, what's his point? But look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to get rid of them. I'm going to make a whole Amma Nifkar just from you. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't even say Shkoyach. He doesn't take a second. He's like, oh, that's pretty good. It's like, could I just record that, quickly so I can play that back on a bad day? No. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't just say no thank you. Moshe Rabbeinu ignores it. He doesn't even recognize it. The next sentence out of Moshe's mouth is, It completely didn't register. That's the level of chachma of ayin of bittel that we're talking about. Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not the pshat that he was like. It didn't register. It mamish didn't register. That's lamal mider chateva. So he says, avol tzarich lezeh bittel kol hargashaisav v'chumriyaisav. Such a level of Moshe Rabbeinu. It means that the person is completely bittel. There's mamish. It's keilu, he doesn't exist. It's chacham mi'ayin timotzei. That's how much of he doesn't know himself. Lo yod ish es kvurosai. He doesn't know where he's buried. He doesn't know himself. It's azay yachal adam l'shmai shvachai. Then such a person can hear his praises. V'leol l'shem godless and amamish makes no difference at all. It's he doesn't. There are some people. There's like there's two different categories. The average person hears a praise about themselves and they feel good. Okay, fine. Then there's another person, and you have to know whether this is coming from humility or just unhealthiness, where you hear your compliment, and the first thing you think is like, well, if that guy knew, XYZ, then, you know what I mean? Then he wouldn't say that, that type of thing. So that could be coming from humility, or it could be coming from something unhealthy. It could be both. The Nefesh HaLakis is responding with humility. The Nefesh HaBahamas is processing that with self-deprecation. It could be both things. But Moshe Rabbeinu is altogether a different madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu just doesn't register. It just doesn't register. He doesn't have. He's not gyrus it. It's not this. He doesn't have to respond. And it's like it just doesn't exist. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So, k'may Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is. Shirok kasev b'tar. Think about this. Moshe Rabbeinu sees what's written. Vaydaber Hashem l'Moshe. Right. That says it all. Vaydaber Hashem l'Moshe, or Vayomer Hashem l'Moshe. The Yisrael Kayim b'kol yayim b'tayra shvachi shel Moshe. And we're always reading Chumash, the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that gave over these messages to us. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, when like in Cheder, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, he's saying this to us, right? What? And it didn't affect the Makiyuzay. It was completely irrelevant. It's as if it's Vaydaber Hashem Ol Aaron. It means nothing to him. As it says, Moshe Rabbeinu was an on of Ma'id. That's why the word Ma'id, is Begimatria 45, which is Ma. Chachm is Kayach Ma. Vish Moshe on of Ma'id. Not just Tam and on of. Anyway, people could be humble. But on of Ma'id means an anivus that's coming from Chachma. A Kayach Ma. That's on of Ma'id. So and because of his humility, so he was able to bring a kapara to the Jewish people for the ego, without having to be the Aaron, without having to actually experience it viscerally. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Hashem. Right? As if you don't forgive them, right, so he said, Moshe Rabbeinu is even—he's weaponizing his humility, and that's how humble he was—that he can do this without being a bal gaiva. He says, "Rabbanu Shalom, if I'm taka an anav ma'id, it says in Chumash that I'm anav ma'id mikol adam. Nu, so if I'm an anav ma'id, it says in pasuk yishchacham yichaprena. So it's a manoshach. I mean, like if the Torah is true, and it says in Chumash that I'm an anav, and it says in Mishlei that an anav can bring kapara, so nu." So you have to bring a kapara. And if I can't bring a kapara, then that means I'm not an anav. And so you have to erase that line and my from the sefer. Then not just that line, then I have to be erased, because then everything that I'm hearing is going to cause me gaiva. So that's not fair to me. So, Mamanoshach, you have to bring a kapara. If the Torah is true and you want it to remain Torah is Moshe, then I have to be an anav mikol adam. And if I'm an anav mikol adam, ishchachim yichaprena, then I should be able to bring them a kapara. Then the quality, again, on a deeper level, Chachma is the Meichen of Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. Olam Haba means Chesed and Gvur being reunited. The very Metzias of Chachma dictates an ability to unify Chesed and Gvur. It results in a Bechin of Olam Haba. The very Metzias of Moshe Rabbeinu, the very Metzias of an Ish Chacham, automatically means a Kapara. It means unifying Chesed and Gvur, which itself is the Kapara, right? Again, Gvur by itself is the chaos of Averis. And Chesed is like the guiding light of a person's life, that unified, you know, Derech HaChaim that a person has to have. But bringing them together means a person on the path of a true life, of Avodas Hashem, but with movement and nuance and Chiddush. That itself is Olam Haba. The union, the Yichud of Chesed and Gevura is Olam Haba. Shabbos is Men Olam Haba. The Meichin of Chacham is Bechina Shabbos. The Metzias of Moshe, who's an Ish Chacham, automatically should result in Yichaprena, in the Yichud, in the Jewish people, between Chesed and Gevura, bringing them back to Tshuva and giving them a kapar for their Averis, of realigning the Gevuras, which until now has led to Averis, and realigning it into Avodas Hashem, bringing them to Olam Haba. That's the Metzias of Moshe Rabbeinu. The very Metzias of Moshe Rabbeinu brings a kapar. So he says, Vimayin, and if you're not giving a kapar, that means I'm not a Chacham. And if I'm not a Chacham, then there goes the Torah. So he says, V'zeshaton, again, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's taina. V'imayin, hainu, imloitis chatosam, if you don't forgive them, they're averis. V'zeh tamara, then what is that showing? She'en li kol kach anivus. It means that I don't have Chachma. Shuchel chaper lem avaynegel, if I can't bring them a kapara. B'chein b'kashani, therefore I'm asking you, b'cheinu, then erase me from this Torah. Shule, k'dei shleyach shulegadlu, because I don't want to become a balgaiva then. Like, m'manushach, if I'm b'chinas chachma, then everything the Torah says won't affect me. But if I'm b'chinas chachma, then v'yver mitzias should bring a kapara to them. It should, my very mitzias should be able to unite chesed and gevura to bring people to their personal olam haba. And if I can't do that, it means I'm not a chacham. And if I'm not a chacham, then I can't be the one to be giving the Torah. Shani roya v'shamei b'kolei sipur shemiyu shvachi b'Torah. If I'm not a chacham, then every time every time I hear and I'm saying something about myself, then you're putting me, Hashem, in an impossible situation of where I'm going to become a balgaiva. Shiyishma sipur shvachi, that I should hear my praises v'yis God, and I shouldn't become a balgaiva from it. Im loy on of God, unless you're an on of God, unless you're a chachma. But if I'm an onav, then tzarach lezeshet tunasichatosim. Then I should be able to bring them a kapara, k'mesh kasev va'ivra al peshel l'sheiris. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is tying. V'zeh, and that's the meaning over here. Just to finish off the piece, vayhi b'shur melech, which is a pasuk talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayhi b'shur melech, haynu sham malchus ol l'sharsha. Vayhi b'shur melech, when vayhi b'shur, like yasher means a straight path. Vayhi b'shur melech simply means when the vayhi b'shur melech b'sasif rashiyam, that the melech sort of appears when the people are organized and gathered in an organized way. So he says vayhi b'shur melech on a deeper level means haynu sham malchus ol l'sharsha. Malchus, again, the world that was created through maybe unhealthy speech and unhealthy gevuras, fire that was destructive, when that malchus is returned to its source in chasadim, when shekasev va'anovim yirshu oretz, anovim, those that are humble, which is chachma, are able to inherit the earth. The earth is the oretz yidina de malchusa. Eretz means malchus. Anovim yirshu oretz, through chachma, through anivas, through the Meichen of Shabbos, the Meichen of Moshe Rabbeinu, then you're able to return malchus to its proper place and to reunite chesed and gevura, resulting in an ish saidi, in a complicated, deep understanding of oneself in life. Because of the eretz miskayim aloi, the eretz is able to stand up because of the person of chachma. Okay, so no, we should be zechut to makasher ourselves to nishmas Moshe and see Yeshua's beinayim niglum because of it.